Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Well, hello and welcome to another edition of the Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour, and I'm your host, Grandpa Bill. Thanks for joining us today. Excited today, the show will be about an hour, and we're going to pretty much talk at length about my friend, Beta Austin, and her works with water, which I've been talking about pretty extensively here of recent note. And we always talk about water as an underlying theme, as the basis of the show, the history, all the different topics within, and through introduction to a larger and ever-increasing broadening audience, introducing Vader and her crystallography works, her book, Secret Intelligence of Water, and certainly not to minimize those efforts because they're part of the educational puzzle, but for sure I want to talk about or program that you're going to hear her much more eloquently talk about on teaching children about water in New Zealand within the school system there, in her ongoing initiation of making videos for a video series that many of you are familiar with, and perhaps many more through the ubiquitous audience, perhaps haven't had the great opportunity to do so. So welcome one and all. Welcome my invited folks from CTFO. They're formulating family, friends, business associate, team members, the Alignable Small Business Network Marketing, but overall ubiquitous audience as well, more so here for sure. We continue to talk about water, but health from a perspective of the mind, the body, and the soul. So let's take care of some business. After the sponsor breaks, we'll be right back and you'll hear from the lady herself, Beta Austin, and she soon will be here with us live. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining us. BH Sales, Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour, with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill.
Friday morning, the time of the statement, Friday the 20th, coffee. We hours here in Maine, by 3:24 Eastern Standard Time. Those of us that do our endeavors day to day. Thank God it's Friday mode. Here it is. We made it open. I want to continue to talk in my series of water, specifically during late spring, summer, spring. Water will draw. This is a prelude, warm up to my taping of my next edition to the podcast show specifically to a couple of students healing power, where I'm going to put that together a bit tardy. I was hoping to have that accomplished yesterday, but well, it will be accomplished today. Well, I'll be continuing to talk about water, always as the underlying theme there. Histrionics, crystallography, which I'll get to in a moment. Different indigenous peoples, tribes, and so forth. Outlook on water, life sacred. Many topics about my friend, Beta Austin, and her great works. With Secret Intelligence of Water, which we'll be talking about. It's going to be coming on the show. There, at the Holistic Healing Hour. She's a busy, busy lady. She's got a lot going on. Grandpa Bill with all these EMFs in the studio. All good. It's a go. It's life. I'm going to get Beta to speak. We'll listen here. And those of you with your degree of familiarity, you can put this audience if you don't know Vader yet. And then all the way up. Redundancy to those of you that are members of the consciousness movement of Vader's world, because you do what have I got introduced to Vader through my association with water, with my friend Seth Zansky, in the water consciousness movement. History of 55 years of drinking spring for the last 3.5 years. I literally, thank you, Brian, thank you, Seth, thank you, Ray, summer spring. I got my palate of delivery the day before. Wednesday, yesterday, I can't keep it history. My newest palate, water. 60 cases. It's now my third pallet acquisition in about 2.5 years, specifically in spring water. And I didn't have pallets to do so. I always ordered it by the case, ordered it in my local buying stores. This water sacred water for a reason. We'll get back to that throughout the show later at the Holistic Healthcare Inc. We'll continue to talk about Vader and her works, specifically more and more honing in on her newest endeavor with working with the children. And you can be a water healer too, beneath this video in the description. I'm going to some where when this video lands on Vader's Facebook page, like Bill Sales' Facebook page, my blog, this will be an audio on my Kelkup Holistic Healing Hour. And I'll put links to share videos of Vader and find more and more people that become familiar with her, what she's doing for our posterity, and how valuable this is in her children. Being at the forefront of being involved in initiating this series that will be self-explanatory. You guys all know that I do these water fasts several times a week from spring water, which is in the midst of coming off. And I usually do them in intermittent levels of 12 hours. And I talk a lot about coffee with Grandpa over the years. One of the products I've also talked about is Inner Health Immune Support Coffee Beans made from mushrooms. A lot of my ground coffee comes from this. This is available through my Hall of Clark Shop program, which is an extension over at my other podcast show, Kevin Kelk Holistic Healing, John Gelber, listening to Healthcare Products, CTFO, where we talk all about the business opportunities, wholesale shopping online with 80-plus products, CBD, non-CBD, hair care products, pet products, all of that. We're talking about all of that there. All precipitated, all driven by a health healing service that water is the catalyst. Water is the catalyst for everything within our body, out of our body, around us, who we are. That's where Vader's expertise is going to come. They are the wordsmiths. I continue to be the conduit to put us in touch with my authors, students, everybody at the Water Crisis Movement, everybody that's joined, supported it. Don't forget my advocacy program. I'll be talking about that and water consciousness topics at my holistic healthcare products healing up show. And we'll talk more about Vader and crystallography, and specifically helping to promote and help raise funds, goodwill ambassadorships, wherever and however everybody can help support this. It's about the kids. It's about our posterity. And I'm going to use a lot of Vader's videos as audio outtakes at my next Healing Hour podcast show. And there will be a blog talk radio show by Days End Friday today where we're going to talk about the animals. The blog talk radio show is animal specific. So it's starting to get into focus. It's starting to fall into play. And we're on a huge campaign collectively with Legionnaires through the Water Consciousness Movement, the advocacy program. If where, when, and how our products, you know, facilitate, fit into everyone's lives. Fully guaranteed, histrionics, and testimonials, hands-on experience, that all has to be in the eyes of the beholder. But we can get you healthy, we can keep you healthy, mind, body, and soul. Do this together. We're changing mindsets that we've been just totally misaligned, misinformed for decades and decades. The old man reflects a lot on that. I take that as my personal job at this stage of my life. It's a pretty fun video that I put on my Facebook page also today, reflecting back to the 50s, the great silver-throated Ronnie Millsap sings it in the lyrics. Please just relate to it. Audio, visual, what it was, corny and all of that, but understanding where parts and parcels were that so joyful and endorphins at the same time, discern how those were integral in what we were thinking was the great American way. And to a certain extent, it was, understanding what I'm saying, but we were so malaligned and misinformed. For sure, on hand, we've talked about that, we've cracked and cornered on that, and we'll continue to do that and promote hemp, not only medicinally, please, but what it can do for the buildings trades, the shoe trade, the housing trade, the clothing trade, again for impoverished societies around the world, rejuvenating and for my alignable network marketing friends that are coming through here. We'll be talking behind the scenes. This is my concept of communal outreach. Main Street London, Main Street, Main Street USA, Main Street everywhere, Main Street around the world. With water. Certainly, what it's all about, healthy for all of us. And then Seth Brzezinski's great help in reinforcing our life, waking up. And please do join his great show here at Angle as well. Like now what? He's doing so much with that show. Diversification, teaching us so much, reinforcing the heart-brain connection. and it's deep breathing. All the things that I've been doing and practicing for years and putting people in touch with, all it means is I've walked a mile. Living proof of the results. So have my pets. So are the testimonials from clients that I was fortunate enough to simply be the integral part of introducing them to great suppliers with natural clays, herbs, tinctures, wildcrafted foods, waters. So as always, please remember that be yourself, chemical, it is animal products, CTFO, all of these supplying vendors, authors, astute individuals, owners of companies with cumulative health industry experience of over 300 years. Kathy Dunnell, Big Cat, Blissful Dog Plus. Thank you, Kathy. Water Consciousness Movement participant. Recent addition to joining CTFO family, friends, business associates. Thanks for supporting the cause and appreciating the natural phenomenon that Summit Spring is. So, as usual, with my brain fog and what have you, it's my growl speech. That's what I'm going to try to include in my show. Later today, Show Squirrel. We do them each and every day, 7 days a week. It's for the cause, it's for the mission, it's for my granddaughter.
Okay, folks, that was an outtake from my Coffee with Grandpa routine at Grandpa Bill's Grunts and Groans, my live podcast show that I did, I don't know, a few hours ago, earlier this AM. What I'd like to do here is segue right in momentarily to hearing from Vader Austin herself, talking about the subject matter at hand within the confines of today's show. We'll be right back to that in a split second. Thanks for joining us. Now back to your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Hang tight, we'll be right back with Veda. It sells chemical, holistic healthcare products, holistic healing power. Later.
Hey everyone, I just wanted to say how grateful I am to every single person who has donated towards my Water Heroes project. We are only $600 New Zealand away from having enough money to actually film a very first episode of the series. This blows my mind. You guys have just been so incredibly generous. But what it also shows me is that people really believe in this project. And I believe in this project. You know, I've spent the last 8 years of my life studying and observing and caring about water. And one day a month, I donate my time to go and teach in schools all kinds of water-related things. Sometimes it's water science. I teach about the fourth phase of water. Sometimes it's all about art, and we do art projects, and we study how water begins to freeze and the patterns that it makes and what do those patterns mean. We look at water and sound and what patterns does water create with different sounds, and as beings of water and bodies of water, how does music affect us, and how does our thoughts affect the water inside of us? These are things that children get super excited about. Learning that water is like the ultimate shapeshifter as well, it can turn invisible. It gives it this kind of incredible mystery and excitement about it that many people, and you know, many adults do, never think about. Water is often just thought about as something that we drink, something that we bathe in, something that washes away our waste. A lot of people think of water as a commodity, and many people still think of water as a resource. Personally, I think water is not a resource, it is source. And when we start changing that narrative and we start appreciating that we are bodies of water on a body of water, we start to see ourselves and the world around us differently. You see, I actually think that the water that we drink has been through the clouds. It's been up tree trunks. It's been through the veins of leaves. And it is something of which unites us all. It really is the unifying force of life. Water shows us transparency. It will enter the body of an ant as easily as it will enter the body of a homeless person or a king or you or I or Jiva Maket. It doesn't label, it doesn't judge, it doesn't know color, it doesn't know religion, it doesn't know any of these things that we often find are things that sometimes separate us. I stand for water. And this project I'm launching for children, I believe can make huge waves of change. Because when we start caring about something, we will protect it. We will look after it. Our children are the future of this planet. And for me, being able to have a series where I'm teaching about water from a whole new perspective, like what's holy about holy water? Why do the indigenous people believe that water is a living being? There are so many exciting things, like is there water on the sun? You'd be surprised to know the answer. These are the kinds of exciting things that I want to start teaching. And this series will enable that. So I've rambled on for long enough. I want to extend my deepest gratitude again. Thank you so, so much, truly.
Okay, that was Vader. You're going to hear more about Vader from Vader, from several of her other outtakes, works, and things that Grandpa Bill's been formulating here at the Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour with outtakes and preludes as a setup when Miss Vader will soon be here on my Grandpa Bill's Grunts and Groans live podcast show. And that outtake, when it happens, will be here for future reference audio-wise. Now, here's a word from our sponsor, and when we come right back, we'll talk more about and with Vader Austin. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Stay with us. BH Sales, Kennel Kelp, Holistic Healing Hour, with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. I want to take the time here to tell everybody once again about Tourmaline Spring Sacred Living Water, the flawless gem grade spring water, verified naturally pure by science, and freeing freely bubbling to the surface in Maine since the last ice age. The naturally purest spring water on the face of the planet, directly from the source in pristine Maine. What is it about Tourmaline Spring and why is it so unique? No treatment required because of natural purity. We are the only water company to bottle untreated natural spring water in Maine's history. We pioneered the concept of untreated natural spring water in the United States. Our water is so naturally pure that it exceeds every federal and state guideline for drinking water straight from the ground. A rare geologic phenomenon filtered by Mother Nature to a degree that no man-made machine is capable of replicating. The water is bubbling up of its own accord,
through gemstone-lined vaults in one of the most ancient mountain ranges of North America. The taste profile and sensation it creates in your being will prove to you how rare this substance is. Most hydrogeologists cannot definitively explain how such a perfect drinking water is created. The bottling process, virtually every other spring water, using my quotation fingers here in the studio, every other spring water company, quotation marks, on the planet uses boreholes or pumps to bottle their spring water, which converts it in reality because of that process. It's no longer spring water when harvested that way. It's actually well water when you bore holes into a natural spring aquifer source. Our water, by contrast, is literally gravity-fed to our bottling facility, which is located only 50 feet away. And one of the many factors of the phenomenon that it is, are you ready? It goes uphill to a plateau of a summit, thus the name Summit Spring, of 175 feet above sea level. The water literally and figuratively runs up hill slash mountain. So our water, by contrast, is literally gravity fed to our bottling facility, which is located only 50 feet away. That means that the water only touches stainless steel from the time it leaves the spring to the time it's bottled, and it actually never sees sunlight until it's bottled. Many archival shows, John Dyer, friend, geologist to the facility, to the establishment, listen to those reviews. Go to Tourmaline Spring. Look at the transparency. Appreciate the histrionics. Appreciate my family histrionics in the town of Harrison. Thus, my affinity and love of this water and introduction to it at a very early age from my family tree. My family heritage has been drinking this water literally and figuratively for hundreds, plural, of years. Tourmaline Spring, please check out the transparency. Last but not least, there's videos, archival shows, whatever, of my independent fourth-party test analysis at Mike Adams Health Ranger CWC ISO lab that verified everything that the state of Maine has been concurring third-party test analysis, while we have fourth-party of my own free volition submitting that Mike Adams testing just absolutely solidified what the product is and what is being said is in the bottle is. Now here's the silver-throated one, who I tease and love dearly and affectionately call him Hollywood with my sense of humor, my good friend Seth Brzezinski.
Cradled deep in the pristine northern reaches of one of the oldest mountain ranges in the world, there's a treasure more valuable than even the precious gems hidden there. It bubbles up of its own accord from deep in the earth, offering itself freely and in abundance. It's completely unaltered by human hands, and that's exactly how we bring it to you. This earthly treasure, Tourmaline Spring Water, is without question one of the naturally purest waters to be found anywhere on the planet. Bubbling up through over 1,000 feet of silt, rock, precious gems, and crystals, it pours forth directly from a geologic phenomenon, a high elevation spring located in the northern Appalachian Mountains of Maine. Not only does our source hold State of Maine premium grade designation, but we are also the only commercially available water in Maine's history to be given exemption from treatment status. This is because the purity levels of our spring exceed all state and federal guidelines for drinking water out of the ground. Our spring water is gravity-fed a mere 50 feet to the bottling house, touching only stainless steel till it reaches our biodegradable bottles. And despite the massive output of our spring, we have what may be the lowest carbon footprint of any bottled water on the planet. It's the crown jewel of spring water. Nothing else even comes close. Tourmaline Spring of Maine.
Okay, folks, now back to the show with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Thanks for joining us. Hey, folks, Grandpa Bill here. Welcome back to the show. Let's get right to it and help everyone to whatever level with degree of familiarity with Vader Austin. Take a listen.
Water. What do we really know about it? Science tells us that it came to Earth from meteorites, making it an alien substance. And we're only just beginning to touch the surface of what it is capable of. My name is Vader Austin. I'm a water researcher from New Zealand, specializing in crystallography. Over the last 8 years, I've been studying water in its state of formation, the phase between liquid and ice, and have discovered something extraordinary. Water appears to intelligently respond to human consciousness. By using its building blocks of ice to design recognizable images, water can share its message or acknowledgement back to us in picture form. Have you noticed a little sailboat is appearing in the ice? Its influence was the thought of a sailboat. My first experience of this phenomenon was when I projected a thought of my hand into a petri dish of water, froze it, pulled it out, and in the architecture of the ice was a hand. I froze some seawater and an image of a fish appeared. I now have over 10,000 macroscopic photos of water responding this way. Here are a few examples that show both the influence on the right and the ice response on the left. I use many different influences, from photos, words, music, media, and thought. I've even spoken to water and got a written response. The photos you're seeing now were all taken on my iPhone. They were designed by water and crystallized in ice, not photoshopped, not altered. So what does this mean? Could the ancients and indigenous people be right? Could water really be a living entity? You may just find some answers in my latest book, The Secret Intelligence of Water.
Okay, folks, I've read the book, highly recommend it. Great news for Vader of recent note within, the last half dozen weeks or so. It's now going to hardbound cover publication. It's available. I would highly recommend it. I'll be acquiring some hard copies myself. I joined in early with the online version of. Here are some of the accolades by just a couple of probably famous, intimate, valued people. Reading verbatim from VedaAustin.com, her wonderful website. A wonderful blend of art and science. Some of the images are nothing short of amazing. Vader Austin has demonstrated how water responds to our thinking in ways that I and others would have thought unimaginable. It now falls within the realm of science to see if we can explain what Austin has so beautifully demonstrated. Gerald H. Pollack, PhD, Professor, University of Washington, Editor-in-Chief, Water. His fine website for sure, www.pollacklab.org/Jerry. I have an archival show, we'll get into that later, fourth phase of water. Such a wonderful man. And such a giving individual, and not only
a mentor of Vader's, but also good friend, can't wait to get her here to talk about Gerald Pollack. Continuing verbatim from her website, a remarkable investigation. Vader Austin has produced some interesting and impressive images which go way beyond what would be expected on the basis of conventional science. I hope that her pioneering work will stimulate others to follow up with systematic investigations of their own. Rupert Sheldrake, PhD, fellow of the Institute of Noetic Science, says, plural, author of Science Set Free, The Science Delusion. His wonderful website is sheldrake.org. Please check out the website at vedaarston.com for more information, for wherever your degree of familiarity with Vader is or is not as of yet. Now let's segue right into another wonderful project of current note that we're talking about here today, of how you can become a water hero, which I'm a proud part of sponsoring in every sense of the word, financially because I believe in it. All my blogs, vlogs, videos, audio shows, Vader, the group, the water consciousness movement. This is a healing instrument, and it's so important to our posterity. Please take a listen, and I'll be right back. This is the givealittle.com.nz, where you can become a water hero, too. Here's Vader's daughter, first of all. Drops of wisdom for the sea of youth.
Hi, my name is Shanti, and my mum's a water researcher. We both agree that water is a very interesting and important topic that should be taught in schools. So, we're raising money to create an online educational series for kids to learn all about water. I think water is important because, well, we are bodies of water. So, if we care about ourselves and the world around us, then surely we should care about water too. I hope you can donate a little to us, because every drop creates an ocean. Bye!
That's her wonderful daughter, spitting image of her beautiful mom, and obviously blessed with her great intuitive connection at such a young age. It's awesome. Here's her handsome son, Ram. Stay tuned for him as an aspiring actor. We've talked about him in archival shows. Can't wait to discuss him and Vader's daughters, plural. And listen to young Ram again from the givealittle.com.nz. Please follow the link in the description of today's show. Here's Ram.
Hi, I'm Rama. Thank you to everyone who has donated. Means a lot to us. We're really excited to be filming this Water Hero project. Thanks.
No, here in the States, back in the day, dating myself, those of you that aren't familiar with what I'm about to say, please do look it up. Way back in the day, Art Linkletter actually had a television show and a series of a book or two. Kids say the darndest things, don't they? Listen to the youth. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining us. Don't go away. When we come back, we'll finish up in the last segment with about a 20-minute dissertation at how wonderful this is for all of us. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back. Kennel Kelp, Holistic Healing Hour, with your host, moderator, me, Grandpa Bill.
Take a listen. Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour, talking about Vedar Austin from New Zealand. In today's show, there's an outtake from something I did in an archival show.
Jesus, common methods of water analysis.
Can't fucking mean
it. Blood tests, you know everything about the person.
To get
results.
This is me giving my cat, Brady, the Dickens. He's walking across my keyboard when I tape this. Listen in, thank you.
From tap water and healthy water from sick water. She has recorded hundreds of examples. Her groundbreaking discoveries are fast becoming a hot topic within the new science of water. Personally, Beta has spent nearly a decade photographing water in a state of creation. Quotation marks, the state between liquid and ice that she believes is responsive to consciousness. Beta views this important phase from three perspectives. Scientifically, water is becoming a liquid crystal. Artistically, water is free to design. And from a spiritual level, water enters a phase of fluidity between space and time. And is in a place of becoming. Her technique is called collective molecular photography, or CMP, local level, Maine inside joke, not central manpower. But maybe you can remember it that way, a little humor there. And it captures macroscopic photos of water responding to a variety of influences within a crystallographic medium. With well over 10,000 evidential images of water co-creating with consciousness, her work, although hard to comprehend, cannot be disregarded. This communion with water is evident in her latest book, The Secret Intelligence of Water. Grandpa Bill interjecting, I have a book, highly recommend it. I have it in paperback version because up until very recently, great big announcement for Vedar just about a month or so ago. Now time goes by so fast. Her book is available in hardcover when she comes on my show, which we're working on scheduling while we're on the radio show first. And as I've segued over the last couple of months and laid out herself and Seth, possibly together, both be here now that we're in the confines of November. We're making a podcast show as well over at the Brighteon platform. Vedar's passion for water extends out of the freezer and into primary schools, where she donates time teaching water science and cleverly intertwines it with art projects. She loves to reconnect children to living water systems inside and outside of their bodies, believing that the Tamariki, T-A-M-A-R-I-K-I, again, hope I'm pronouncing that right, children are the water bearers of the future. She also spends a lot of time doing interviews and podcasts where she shares her findings and inspiring perspectives. Her website is VedarAustin.com. Highly suggest you check out it. Her show on Awake TV, listen in to her and Seth. Water consciousness movement. Read about her, find out about her, read the book, get familiar with her, and soon she'll be here to introduce herself to our main audience. Many of you know her already through Seth and her great work. Hopefully you'll know her a little bit more through my own efforts. We'll be right back after this sponsor break. Continuing to talk about Ada. Ada's my granddaughter, there I go again. Well, Ada and Vedar, but specifically Vedar. Always Ada. We'll talk about Vedar in her Awake TV show. Right back. Hey everybody, welcome back to the show, Grandpa Bill. What I'd like to do here is tease everyone a little bit when you get to the Awake TV channel to do so if you aren't already familiar. Not sure if they're running a free trial, but it is a paid service. So you may need to have to join if is about a 2-3 minute snippet directly from Beta's most current episode 8 in her episodical series, The Secret Intelligence of Water. Sundays at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and Mondays at 11 a.m. New Zealand Time, I believe. Here we go. And hopefully this is going to be audible for you. Hold on a second. Your wheels are cooperating too much. We'll be right back, folks. Technical glitch. We'll take a sponsor break and we'll be right back. Hey, folks, welcome back. After that little glitch, we're still working on that, but let's go to this while I continue to work on that. The Secret Intelligence of Water, every Sunday at 4 p.m. Pacific, Mondays at 11 a.m. New Zealand time, beginning September 13th, 2020, was the first episode for a 12-week series. We're now 8 weeks in, so there's just about another 4 episodes for you to enjoy. Definitely go back and listen to the one that has Emily suggested. The series description includes the ancients and indigenous people who always believe that water is a living being. Scientists will tell us and do that water came from meteorites, making it an alien substance. What do I really know about it? This channel gives water a voice and a platform to reveal its incredible ability to respond to human consciousness as well as its environment. What will it say? How does it see us? What can it teach us? And is it alive? Veda will cover topics that interweave water with science, art, and spirituality, gently teasing open the veil of mystery surrounding the element that is water. Her bio, we're going to come back and read that. Continuation. It's an extension of what we opened up with on her bio. When we come right back after this message, we'll be right back. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, that was another expose from a taping for the upcoming appearance by Veda at some point in time with what remains in this calendar year. And let's do one more recap.
Well, hello and welcome to another edition of the Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour. And I'm your host, Grandpa Bill. This taping, it's Monday morning, November 2nd. Starting out an interesting week with the Pink Noise Arena coming to fruition tomorrow, I guess. But as far as
okay, folks, we're going to stop it there. I'll be back for a wrap. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back with your host and moderator, me, Baba Bill.
There is reincarnation, and I come back. Who cares? But I'll tell you, one thing, I'm going to be 7 feet plus. In the next life, I'm going to have a non-scratchy voice. In the next life. Life, I'm gonna make sure there's no EMFs, zombie-ish people trying to invade Earth.
Okay, folks, grab a go live here for sure. On Friday, I'm pinching myself. I'm alive. Gonna wrap it up here. We'll come back and do the formal closeout momentarily. Thanks for hanging in there. This is a continuation of my cut, peel, paste, and glue, but
That's why I love this organic show so much, because it is organic and it's about organics. So we'll be right back for the final wrap, and there'll be much more about Vader and with Vader in future shows as well. We'll come right back and wrap this whole thing up. Thanks for staying with us. Don't leave us.